You need to bounce for the sexy, you know.
Let's get it in.
Yeah, ma, your dude is back. Made back, roof is back. Tell the whole world the truth is back. You ain't gotta argue about who can rap, cause the proof is back. Just go through my raps. New York, New York. Yeah, where my troopers at? Where my hustlers? Where my boosters at? I don't care what you do for stacks. I know the world moved your back to the wall. You gotta crawl through that. I've been through that, been shot at, shoot that. Gotta keep a peace like a boot ass. I ain't a new jack, nobody gon' Wesley snipe me. It's less than likely, move back. Let I breathe, Jedi Knight. The more space I get, the better I write. Oh, never I write, but if ever I write, I need the space to say whatever I like. Now just
change clothes and go.
You know I stay fresh to death, avoided from the projects. And I'ma take you to the top of the globe. That's the one
change clothes. I promise you, there's no substitute.
It's just me. And I ain't gonna tell you again. Let's get ghosts in the phantom. You can bring a friend, you can make this a tandem. Or you can come by yourself and you can stand them. Best believe I sweat out weaves. Give afro puffs like R-A-G-E. How are you? Get if you can move it. Back it on up like a U-Haul truck. Then run and tell him ducks you heard Hovey new shit. He and the boy for real make beautiful music. He is to the East Coast with Snoop is. To the West Coast with Faces to Houston. Young Hov in the house is so necessary. No bra with that blouse is so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. And why you front on me? Is that necessary?
Do I?
Till you look like a lame. Who don't understand a bra with a mean shoe game? Who's up on that, dot, dot? And Vera Wang, my, are you insane? Let's just.
What you want me to do?
Change clothes and go.
You know I stay fresh to death, avoided from the projects. And I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Exchange love, where's it go?
Yeah.
And girl, I promise you, there's no substitute.
It's just me.
Now, Z, what is the crystal of the day?
So crystal of the day is rose quartz. Now, rose quartz is a beautiful stone that just radiates universal love. And it's a stone that helps work on your heart chakra. So for anybody that's experienced heartache or they've experienced a broken heart or they just want more love, and love could mean love from people, love could mean love in a relationship, love within the family. Rose quartz is a really good stone to work with this week. So I would highly recommend for people to go out and get a tumbled stone of rose quartz. And with rose quartz, you can also make water elixirs, which is great. So you can pop your rose quartz in the water for 30 minutes or overnight, and then take the crystal out and drink the water, and then all your cellular biology will hold on to the energy of that crystal too. So it's like another way of using your crystal instead of just holding on to it. You can absorb the energy into your cells.
I'm going to ask a random question to Z and see if she knows anything about this. What do you know about people that are able to speak to animals?
I don't know. I'm a bit skeptical. I know that's coming from me, but they do exist. It's a lot of people have had really good feedback from a particular lady in Perth that speaks to animals. And I mean, that just goes to show, like, if people are saying positive things about it, that just goes to show that it could be true, because just so many people are praising this particular individual. But I just personally, this is just a personal opinion, I don't think that I do believe animals can communicate with us. Mm-hmm. I feel like they can tell us things and they can understand us, but I feel that it's harder for us to understand them. Animals are really intuitive and they can, you know, be very affectionate, give us warning signs, messages, things like that, protect us. Like, they're very intuitive. But I find that it's very difficult for us to be able to communicate with an animal, because animals are so, they're really intelligent. They're on a completely different wavelength. Now, a lot of people in ancient Egypt used to keep cats in their house because they believed that it would scare the evil spirits away. And it's been proven now that cats and dogs can hear higher frequencies and pitches than we can. We've seen a dog whistle. It doesn't make a noise when they're whistling it, but the dog can hear it. So we can't hear it, but the dog can. So just certain examples like that. If there's, you know, dog whistles that we can't even hear and dogs can hear, like, it would be, they know more than us. They can hear and see things more than us. And I think it would be very hard for us to tap in their kind of world. But it does exist.
Mm. And do you know any more information about, have you heard anything about that person that in Perth that does speak to animals, if I can say that? Like, is that...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know them personally. I've just heard reviews and feedback from people that have gone and seen her. And she does things like Bowen therapy for animals and things like
what therapy?
That. And it's called Bowen therapy. It's another type of healing, like, therapy. People can do it too, but a lot of people like to do it for the animals. So it involves like stretching and helps with soft tissue and helps with like muscles and organs, and it helps relieve pain. So a lot of animals that like have pain, people like to take them to Bowen therapists. So yeah, whether they do it the same with animals and humans, I don't know. If there could be a bit of a difference, but I have heard that this lady that I used to do house sitting for in a gorgeous beach house, she used to take her animals to get Bowen therapy.
And actually, funny you mentioned that, because I know a person that used to always speak about the like her dogs having auras, because I had to look after these dogs, and she said I have to put like this liquid or whatever on the dog in certain places of its spine, like from its head to its somewhere on its spine, and then like, you know, calm it down and all this kind of stuff like that, because she said the dog was like quite like highly stressed and had been through trauma and all that. And yeah, I had to like help the dog's aura.
What was in that liquid?
I don't know, but I was like, okay, all right, I'll do it. And like, yeah, so every day I had to put like this liquid on this dog. He loved it.
Oh, well, that's good, as long as he wasn't reacting to it. No, but everything has an aura. Like a tree has an aura, a flower has an aura, we have an aura. So yeah, dogs and cats, everything in this entire universe has an aura around it. If animals are feeling really agitated and really are stressed out, you can help like cleanse their auras. Animals have chakras too. You can do chakra work with animals. You can do a lot of spiritual work with animals, but it's whether or not, like personally, like I said, I don't know anyone that can connect and speak to animals, but animals can connect and understand us.
Right, so Z, we're coming to that time where we speak about zodiac signs. And the zodiac sign that I would like you to speak about is Pisces. What's happening with our Pisces?
The Pisces is the best star sign in the zodiac chart. I'm a Pisces, so of course I'm going to say that. Okay, so Pisces are very, very empathetic. So we're very highly sensitive, Pisces. So we don't do well on medications and things like that that can alter our moods, because we're already so sensitive. Now, being sensitive, it's because we're very empathic. We can feel a lot of people's pain, which is what the sensitivity comes from. So being exposed to the real world and being around a lot of people can actually make Pisces get quite anxious. So again, work with the smoky quartz if you're a Pisces. Carry it with you. It will help ground you. Pisces are also natural psychics. So every Pisces has, like everyone has psychic abilities, but Pisces are always known to be natural psychics. Pisces are always very artistic and creative. They like drawing, painting, getting lost, daydreaming. It's always, life is like a movie for Pisces. So imagination is very, very strong for Piscearians. But other than that, they're lovely, lovely people, Pisces. They're very in tune with energy. They can also take on other people's personalities. So if you throw Pisces in to, say, three different types of groups, Pisces will pick up the energy within those three different types of group, and they can morph into the personality of the person next to them. So they can become people very easily. So Pisces is quite an interesting star sign. They can get, and this is why they can get along with people so well. But for relationship-wise and partnership-wise, Pisces needs someone very sympathetic and understanding of their dreams and of their goals, and also of their empathic ways, because they will need a lot of love, because a lot of energy is leaving a Pisces body and going off to the universe to help heal people. So Pisces need someone that can kind of fill that and restore that balance back into them and allow them to heal through love. So they need a very loving and caring and understanding partner.
No, I know many Pisces. And I know a Pisces, very, very close to a Pisces, other than you, but I know another Pisces. And yes, very, very, very intuitive and very sensitive. Very sensitive.
Yeah, Pisces always have a good gut instinct. And they
too much. Actually, too much. They can really read the room.
It is really bizarre how star signs really connect with people's personalities.
Oof, my. Well, Z, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God, it's always fun. And I can't wait to continue this journey. And we're going to do many, many, many more episodes with for this. And we are going to get really deep into it, because this, I really enjoyed this week, and there was a lot of things that we spoke about that I think a lot of people can, like a lot of takeaways that people can now, you know, utilize and, you know, memorize all the stuff that, you know, you were speaking of and how they could better their life. And I want you to be able to plug your social media again and a way that people can contact you.
Yeah, sure. So I have an Instagram account, and my Instagram account is Crystals, so CRYSTAL_readings, READINGS underscore. So Crystal Readings, and that's my Instagram page. They can also add me on Facebook, which is Crystal Readings. And yeah, I've also got a website, but that one's just under construction. So hopefully we can get that up and running really soon.
That's so good. So that means that you can actually purchase tumblestones and crystals and a whole bunch of other stuff, like healing tools and all that kind of jazz from Z, from her website that's coming soon. And I'm so excited to see, you know, the building of your website and how that's going to actually propel you further, at, like, personally too. It's going to be so amazing. So Z, thank you so much for coming. I'm Prince Rara. See you next time.
You're listening to CJLL 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Rara.